Okay, Oldham, thanks very much for joining us. We're approaching the kind of end of our penultimate day here. What's the state of play?
Well, what they're doing right now is preparing a paper by the presidency to take into the ministerial in Daba this evening, which we understand will start no earlier than 9, could be quite a bit later, depending on how long it takes her to pull all the pieces together and have what she thinks is a balanced paper to start discussions on. They will then be in that Indaba closed meeting room, and I've been told to think it'll be going very late into the night tonight. They're obviously getting down to the crunch issues of the legal form, of finance, of the roadmap forward here, what happens with the KP, Kyoto Protocol. So it's really crunch time to try to get a sense of what will fly with the coalition of countries. She's still got ministers designated to work with negotiators on particular issues to try to break some of the political deadlocks. So, for example, she's got the minister from New Zealand working on mitigation, Chris Hoon from the UK working on the science review, Venezuela working on the response measures issue, which is compensation for lost oil output as a result of action to reduce climate change, and so on. So, you know, I mean, there's some issues where we hear they're making progress, and there's some issues where it's still very tough. The toughest one, of course, is the roadmap process coming out of here towards a broader, longer-term framework that the EU is demanding as a condition of staying in the Kyoto Protocol.
It seems to be all eyes on kind of China, India, the basic countries after the EU, AOSIS, and LDC statement earlier today.
Well, I mean, I think it's the basics. I think it's the U.S. still. And Todd Stern gave a press conference after he was disrupted in the plenary during his speech by a U.S. college student, and clearly seemed a little flustered in his press conference and on the defensive, trying to rebut the notion that the U.S. was trying to delay action until after 2020. But of course, when you see what their behavior is here, they're trying to stretch out the time frame for negotiation of any new deal. They're trying to put the brakes on having any real meaningful discussion here about long-term finance to ramp up towards the $100 billion pledge that was made in Copenhagen. They are not eager to have discussions about raising the level of ambition before 2020. And the kind of process that the European Union and the small island countries want here to actually start talking next year about how we close the gap between the 2-degree agreed target and the pledges that are on the table now. So when you look at everything the U.S. is doing in these closed negotiating groups, it adds up to a pattern of delay and in some cases block. But I think they're clearly feeling a little pressure from the attention that's been on them here. And he did use in his press conference a couple of times, I understand, the words, "We support the EU roadmap." But of course, when you talk to the EU, they say in the private negotiations, he's doing nothing of the sort in terms of their vision of what the roadmap should be. But this is sort of the normal kind of jockeying you get at this stage of the game, a day or two out from the end. My judgment is it'll probably go well into Friday night, early Saturday morning, and it could go even into midday Saturday or Saturday afternoon before this is done. So, but there's a lot of motion, a lot of conversations happening between key players, some flexibility being indicated by the basics on some elements of this. So stay tuned. I mean, I think you know, we'll know more after we hear how the ministers react to the presidency's new paper this evening and whether they found a way forward that could satisfy the majority of the countries here and give us a basis to have a deal.
Do you see any potential for China or India falling in behind the EU position?
Well, I don't think it's a case of China and India falling in behind the EU position. I think it's the EU, small island states, LDCs, China, India, Brazil, all trying to see if they can come to some common language and framework that they could all live with. So it's not one accepting the other's position. My understanding is that the basics have accepted the notion of having some kind of roadmap decision out of here, and they're now talking about the content of that, the timeline of that, which working group it would be under. For example, the United States would like to end the AWG-LCA here because they think the Bali Action Plan is done, that we've completed everything we have to do that there. The developing countries vehemently disagree with that and don't want a new working group set up. They want the AWG-LCA to continue and any discussions about a longer-term framework to be conducted under that because they want it to be informed by the deal of the Bali roadmap. So, you know, it's all in play, but the good news is they are talking about a decision that would address those elements. Now they have to talk about those elements.
Okay.
You know, I don't hear many major players saying we shouldn't come out of here with some sort of process.